the guests who are laying the wreaths, those people and businesses who decided to buy a wreath, will be laying it on their own.
Okay.
But they will not be escorted by a Legion member.
Okay.
I will be the master of ceremonies, and there will be a small color party, but it will be static in one place. There'll be no marching or anything like that.
Got you. Okay.
The Last Post will be played live.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Larry Frizzle will be playing Last Post and Revue.
Okay.
And I will say the prayer of remembrance.
Okay.
And that's about it. And then Reverend Weeb from St. Paul's Anglican will offer the prayer at the end.
Oh, nice.
I expect the ceremony shouldn't take more than 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
Again, because it's invitee only, you cannot stop people from coming on Victoria.
No, it's a public street. It's busy.
It is. And every year we've had a fantastic turnout.
Oh, good.
The Knowlton community has always backed us up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have the opportunity,
yes,
because I'm the president of Brougham Branch 23, I'd like to thank our community, Knowlton and Environments, for their generosity in supporting our Poppy Fund this year. We weren't sure how we were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of us got together and decided we put in the effort outside instead of inside the IGA. Well, the response was absolutely, it almost brought me to tears to see the support that this community has for our Legion and our veterans. And I want to assure them that the money raised, the money that they've donated for their poppies, is certainly going to go to local veteran causes, to the families of veterans, bursaries, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, we'll make sure it goes to the right place. We're very proud of ourselves for that.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah. Now, the ceremony, again, as I said, will be short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask that if people do come to the ceremony, that they maintain distance and wear a mask, please.
Of course.
As you know, the townships, as of Thursday, we're going into the red zone. And most Legion members are in their 70s now.
Right.
We can't afford to have any of our members get sick.
Of course.
And that's about it.
Yeah. So could you tell me what was your rank in the military?
I served in the Canadian Militia in the Reserve Army.
Okay.
And I served with the Royal Highland Regiment of Canada, the Black Watch.
Oh, nice.
As did my grandfathers, both my great-grandfather, grandfather, brother, myself, uncle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a family tradition to serve. Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. I joined when I was 17.
17, that was my next question.
17 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I was in the Army till I was about 20.
Okay.
And then life changed. Mm-hmm. I started a family. And I had to leave the military.
Oh, okay.
But the military has never left me. Yeah.
No, I see that. Do you remember the day you enlisted to the military?
Yes, it was in October.
Uh-huh.
October of 67, I believe, right in the middle of Expo and all that business was going on. And yeah, I went down to the armory. Nobody told me to. Nobody asked me to. I got on a bus. This was before the metro. Got on a bus and left the suburb of Verdun, went uptown, walked right in and said, I want to join. And they said, well, young fella, come with me. And I spent a few great years with the regiment.
Oh, that's so nice. Where did you spend the majority of your time? What town?
Well, as a reservist, I was mostly in Montreal.
Oh, nice.
But I had seen service in Camp Valcartier.
Okay.
Gagetown, New Brunswick. Maneuvers, different parades, that sort of thing. I've had the pleasure of meeting our colonel-in-chief at the time, the Queen Mother.
Okay.
My grandfather was part of her personal guard during the Second War.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and when she came to Montreal for a trooping of the colors, I got to meet her again. That was thrilling.
Oh, that's really
I have wonderful
cool.
photos of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Because I was going to ask, did you meet anybody special you have a story about while you were in the military?
I have stories, but I'm not going to tell them over the radio.
No.
I have wonderful stories. People
I've
met.
Good to know.
And to this day, people I haven't seen for well over 50 years, and it's like I'm... saw them yesterday. They left such an impression on me.
Right. No, that's such a nice thought.
Yeah. I don't know where those people are today, if they're alive at all. And but they left such an impression on me.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah.
Do you have any advice to give to people who want to join the military?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. If you're looking if you're looking for structure, if you're looking for a life's which is goal-oriented, requiring self-discipline and achievement of those goals, well, the military is the way to go.
Okay.
Don't join for the money, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And don't join for the glory. The glory is within yourself.
Right.
Do the honorable thing and defend your country.
Okay.
I don't care if it's the regular armed forces or the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend it.
Good advice. So if you're unable to attend a Remembrance Day ceremony tomorrow due to the COVID restrictions, what could you do instead?
Very, very, very simple, Holly.
Okay.
Turn on CBC,
mm-hmm.
watch the ceremony from Ottawa.
Okay.
And that's what our Dominion Command, the command of all of Canada, is advising.
Okay.
You can do that, watch it on TV. Or if you're unable to do that or don't care to, I would respectfully ask that you simply stand at your front door for 2 minutes at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
If all Canadians are capable of doing that, then the respect is shown.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very nice sentiment. I like that,
it
actually.
Is, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Not particularly, other than, again, thank you to our community for their generosity and support. And lest we forget.
Of course.
You know, we're working hard. We're a very small branch, very
mm-hmm.
small indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do a lot of Legion work.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your service and everything you do for our community.
Thank you, Holly. It's been a pleasure.